Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling to find student accommodation for the academic year ahead. It's an issue that students face at this time of year, every year. But it just seems to have gone from bad to worse, really. Now, Ross Boyd is a recent graduate of DCU and is a Union of Students in Ireland Vice President for Campaigns for 2022-23 year and joins me in studio now. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Thank you.
You can take those headphones off because I'm going to tell you something. They're just going to distract you and be really annoying.
Yeah.
How things aren't great. Let's be blunt. Things are not great. What is the issue with student accommodation?
So the issue is mainly both a price and supply sort of issue. So firstly, there's not enough rooms. I think we've seen that especially over the past year, but also in repeated years, how there just isn't enough student accommodation built. A lot of the student accommodation that is being built is private student accommodation, mm-hmm. and very much is unaffordable for students. So very much specifically, we're seeing lots of students come around to all the SUs saying they don't have a place to live. In fact, they can't find anywhere. And also the fact that many students are just requiring emergency accommodation or digs, but also the fact that digs aren't a permanent solution to it. So it's a lot of those terrible situations that affect international students and all the students.
Yeah, it kind of happens every year. But why this year in particular? It's in the news. It's such a big story. It's so much more worse.
I think a lot of it is back to return to campus. I think a lot of students, obviously, this is the first year properly, where it's a full year back from pre-COVID times. And very much, I think that's brought a big factor. But I also think that the supply hasn't caught up with the demand. I think especially when there's an increase in CAO places, an increase in the overall students coming to colleges, I think that's what's really brought up the demand for accommodation. But this hasn't matched up with the actual supply. And especially we've seen that a lot with sort of built accommodation especially.
And we've heard in recent weeks and months of landlords just selling up and getting out of the rental market. Is that also adding to the
issue? It's also another thing with the supply issue. Obviously for ourselves, we were very much in favour of the students, but I think especially what we've seen, especially with the schemes such as rent-a-room scheme, which most people may call as digs, I think that sort of creates a massive imbalance where if there's no legal contract, for example, for any student who actually wants to live in a property owner's apartment or a sort of room, and obviously then we're introducing legislation, but then also we're hearing from these property owners that they want to leave if they have to sign a contract and stuff like that. But
are people reluctant to do digs now because of COVID and things like that?
I think it's definitely a factor. I think definitely the supply of sort of the rent-a-room scheme and digs was a lot higher pre-COVID than it was post-COVID. And I think there's definitely a lot of uncertainty and unawareness about it. But I think overall what we see in the USI is that digs aren't a permanent solution. I think there needs to be a case of ensuring that there is affordable perpetual accommodation on public land. We've seen that a lot through just the lack of places that aren't actually even ready, that are meant to be ready by September. And also just a case of just a lot of the places that are built are currently private and currently charging extortionate rents, especially.
Speaking of which, extortionate prices. Give us a ballpark. Okay, so we know it's different in each college and city, but how much roughly are we talking for student accommodation?
So for student accommodation, especially in sort of digs and stuff like that, which is sort of only maybe like for a few days a week, not even a full week, it could be up to like 750, 800 in some cases. And especially when it comes to the private student accommodation, it's over 1,000 a month. And this is not even just a Dublin thing, but this is also a national thing, as we've seen more recently, that even in places where you go to more rural higher education institutions, the likes of Tralee, Mayo and Letterkenny, we've seen that sort of it being very much priced out of the market, and very much there's just so little rooms available.
That is frightening.
It's frightening, and it's sort of a case of just it's something that's built up just over year, and something we've called the government to actually take action on, but very much it's only sort of come to this sort of awful situation by very much, I think, that sort of student union officers and students have very much come to us saying how desperate the situation is and how
have heard some horror stories, Ross. Like what kind of situations are students being put in?
Well, I think the biggest one is coming in is that student union officers are getting students coming to their offices saying, can we use a shower on campuses because we actually want to put a tent up on campus because we actually can't afford a place. I think that's the situation we're coming into. And then other students who are actually having to commute from literally across the country, it might be from Galway to Dublin or from Donegal to Dublin, and that's a 5-hour, 6-hour commute in some cases each way. And that's what students have to do because they can't find a place anywhere more locally to where they're studying. And it's caused a lot of dropouts, especially. We've seen students cancelling Erasmus who are meant to come to Ireland, and also students who just want to get out of the country as well because of how dire the situation is.
Well, they've nowhere to live. Is there anything that colleges and universities can do to help this situation?
Well, I think they sort of need to take a much more bigger responsibility. I think we've sort of seen a lot of these higher education institutions pass on the baton to student unions to take that battle. And I feel like it's them to actually build the accommodation is what we've seen most of all, but also ensure that they ensure they have as many financial supports and assistance that they can, sort of making sure that students who can afford a place can at least have less costs where it comes to actually their education costs, where it comes to actually being able to have a place to live or a place to study, and very much having a way that they so sort of reduce those costs for students at the source, and also ensuring that obviously in a long-term solution to actually build that accommodation and affordably.
And Ross, would online learning be part of the answer?
I think it's part of the answer, but I feel like a lot of the time it's been used as a way to sort of just push the can down the road. I feel like it's the case of these higher education students to actually do it. I think obviously for ourselves in USI, we'd absolutely support online learning, but it should be a case of making it accessible for all anyway. It shouldn't be a case of using it purely because of accommodation not being enough. It should be a case of a multifaceted approach where it comes to this. It should be a case of all the solutions.
What are other countries doing? I mean, you look at other countries going, oh, they don't have this problem in, you know, the States or in France. Or like, what's the situation in other countries? Are we all in the same boat here, or is it just, do they have a better setup?
I think it's a case of it's not too dissimilar where it comes to other countries, but I think in Ireland it's especially faceted because especially where it comes to actual costs, we have the highest fees in the European Union.
Right.
Highest rents, highest sort of prices, especially for those commuting, could be high prices as well, especially for maybe, for example, for students who only rely on a commercial public transport operator. They don't get the benefit of the young adult card, for example, and very much those additional costs just all build up for students, and very much why students are at the brink of not finding anywhere and causing all this situation as well.
Okay, I'm going to give you a magic wand. Okay, what would you do with it if you could do anything? What would you like to see happen?
Well, I think there's three things we'd like to see happen. I think firstly, the biggest thing that the government could do almost overnight is ensure that there's protections for students in DIGS accommodation, ensure that there's legally binding contracts, that students have these protections, that we're not going to see students, even if they have a place, that they're suddenly kicked out with a week's notice and no way to sort of defend themselves. I think that's the biggest thing. We'd also like to see affordable purpose-built student accommodation built on all campuses. We've especially seen TUs only being recently given that right, but we need to see on every single campus and affordable, because we've seen a lot of private student accommodation being built. But I think also we need to look at a rent freeze, and I think we need to look at ensuring there's a right to housing, because very much we've seen how students are paying the highest rents in that way and how it's sort of all built up sort of the way of that. Even if students have found a place, they have to pay extortionate rents or have to commute across the country, as you've seen.
Yeah. Okay. Please God, something like that will happen. I mean, are you positive? Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Well, I think that
in your lifetime,
I think a lifetime possibly, but I think it's sort of a case of this is where the government needs to act. I think the budget provides a great opportunity for the government to reduce those costs. We're especially calling for a 1,000 euro reduction in the student contribution charge to actually ensure that we have lower fees. But I also think there needs to be more support in the financial aspect, where it could be the student assistance fund, needs to be CSU reform especially, and ensuring that those financial supports are available for students, that it can actually alleviate the cost of living crisis that is facing students, and particularly students who are facing it significantly more in sort of the overall cost, especially when it comes to coming back onto campus in the next month.
We've seen in the media in recent weeks that the Ukrainian refugees, they're in student accommodation over the summer, have been moved out. Has this not helped the issue, the situation?
I think it's definitely sort of caused a bit of a distraction, but I think student unions and ourselves have been sort of firm in saying we just want to make sure that every single person has a home. I feel like, especially in a lot of social media, we've seen issues where the Ukrainians have almost been blamed for the student accommodation crisis, but it's an issue that's happened well before in these previous years. So we definitely absolutely rebuked that, and very much seeing how it's a case of very much everyone should have a home, and that's a very much simple basis we have and a place to live, because I feel like we've seen this especially facing international students, were just as overcrowded into places and very much just sort of milks for their sort of money because of how much it costs, especially for non-EU fees and especially getting extra visas, for example, and also just very much those are affected, and very much all those students are affected, because we've seen Ukrainian students being able to sort of live there freely, but also those who are coming from non-EU countries such as asylum seekers, refugees, almost facing deportation in the middle of their studies too, so we're just just being sure that
everyone has a home
and everyone has a right to education
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, you are so right. Now, can you tell me about this walk? The Walk Aid Students, it's going on in October, is that right?
Yeah, so it's happening on the 13th of October. I think it's very much something that student unions have come to us on, specifically to say that the current system of higher education is not good enough and is very much just seeing the marketisation of higher education, very much fighting back against this and very much seeing how all these issues have been built up year to year, that I think we're sort of saying enough is a simple message that we can deliver. So we're organising this walkout to really deliver that message, to say that we need a whole new system. Obviously, we do have all these reports such as Cassell, such as the capital funding for higher education, but we need to look at a actual pure publicly funded higher education model free at the point of access for every single student, and that's what we're calling for.
Okay, and of course today in the headlines we're warning students about being scammed while trying to find accommodation. If anybody's listening now, what advice can you offer to students listening who are looking for accommodation? What would you say to them?
So I think the first place is find places that are reputable. So basically looking through the local Facebook pages is always a good way to start, and always looking through the student union sites of where they recommend, because sometimes you can have a lot of sites which actually might be fraudulent. I think especially when looking at a room, there's definitely a lot of advice on ensuring that you view the room, ensure that you don't pay anything up front when you can, and especially for students with living in tenancies, that they only have to pay 1 month's rent in advance and 1 month's deposit at max, and very much ensuring that students are aware of their rights, especially coming to sites like Threshold, for example, is one that we recommend because
Threshold.
Of how important they are and how much advice they have specifically for students, and ensuring to basically be informed of their rights. I think that's a especially important thing as well in that way.
Okay, well, Ross, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with us this morning. That was the Union of Students in Ireland Vice President for Campaigns for 2022-23 year, Ross Boyd, speaking to us about the current student accommodation crisis. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can. It's 51552 and we'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.